Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine?
Little Steely Dan bringing us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business articles, archives. You got 5 seconds, 15 minutes. You can check out our Brain Trust members. They'll have something to say, something you can read, something you can listen to anywhere on any topic under the small business sun. Hope you'll go there and use our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget to take our poll question right on the homepage. We want to know what you think. And don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Tracy Eden is with us. He's the National Marketing Director for Commercial Finance Group, and they help companies get the capital that they need to grow their business. And Tracy, when we went to the break, I was saying that you and I take a look at what 2011 is going to look like, and how that's going to, if that's going to be any better for acquiring the capital that we need. One of the things that has been going on is a lot of people, especially politicians, have been complaining to the banks that they won't loan money to small businesses. But they've never said, you never hear a politician say the truth, which is that banks may or may not loan money, but the problem was more that businesses weren't asking for money. They weren't looking for new capital acquisitions. And as the economy grows a little bit, it seems to me that this ought to start breaking out a little bit. There ought to be more demand for credit. What do you from and not just from people who are desperate? What do you think, Tracy?
No, I agree with you. I think that excuse me. In general, inventories have been, you know, ground down. One of the sectors that we kind of pay attention to is staffing, and we've started to see our staffing clients increase with orders, which, you know, is a simple way for a small business that may not be certain about the time of hiring somebody. Well, let's get a temporary person in and get them trained and see if they can take the overflow until we make that payroll.
I could see where that would be a really good indicator of the economy, because staffing companies need capital to pay, make the payroll, to cover the payroll until their staffing customers pay them.
Right. Yeah.
So if their product is employee time, isn't it?
It is exactly that. The other one we look at is transportation. As you start to see over the road goods increasing, the transportation companies seeing their revenue start to jump up a little bit, you'll start to see that's companies needing goods delivered for their inventory for them to distribute. We have started to see in the Midwest, we saw this kind of end of third, beginning of fourth quarter, but we started to see things jump up a little bit, both in light manufacturing, staffing, you know, just in general across several sectors. So I'm hoping that starts to move east and west.
Well, and of course it will, as the housing industry is able to absorb more and more of the toxins that it has had. It's had in the system. I think it will, and that's, I think the Midwest, as you were saying, a lot of the Midwest was not as hurt by the real estate issue, the real estate problems as some of the other regions have been. One of the things that as small business owners grow, as small businesses grow, their growth increments, the granular way a small business grows, doesn't necessarily lend itself to a bank loan. And one of the things that companies like yours help small business owners with is more transactional-based credit or capital access. And do you see, talk to us a little bit about that. Bail me out here. Explain to the audience what I'm trying to say.
Well, you know, in essence, we don't zero in on a bank makes a loan based on the ability of the company when the music stops, the company's ability to repay the loan. So that's going to be a combination of elements that they're going to look in. Ultimately, it's how much capital do you have invested in your company? And when the music stops, they look at the company assets and the guarantor's assets to see, will that liquidate a majority or all of the exposure that the bank has to that borrower.
They're more more credit rating and balance sheet focused.
Exactly.
Not and not so interested in a relationship with a customer as much or a contract transaction.
And what companies are realizing in this market, because we're more nimble, we're more flexible, we're looking at the quality of the product or service being taken to market by the business. We're looking at the customer base and the history of their dealing in this business, and we can extend credit as you're putting it on a transactional basis to help them bridge that gap of working capital, necessary working capital.
Because the collateral that you're looking for is more asset based and less balance sheet based.
Correct.
Inventory, receivables, that sort of thing.
And the
quality of the customer who signed the contract.
Exactly. And it's not a permanent solution. As businesses are, you know, there is a surge in what we're doing. The challenge is just finding, you know, companies that fit into it. But if you look at across the board, Commercial Finance Association is one of our governing associations. They're reporting that there's an increase in our asset-based lending and factoring across the board.
Now factoring, and when we come back in the next segment, I'm going to get to Tracy to talk to us a little bit more about these things, but there's factoring, and then it can be a little more sophisticated, right? It can grow from factoring to be a little more sophisticated relationship. And remember, folks, as we go to the break. By the way, before we go to the break, Tracy, give us the website, please.
It's www.cfgroup.net.
Cfgroup.net. Check it out. We're going to come back and talk about some alternative ways to get the capital that you need besides going to a bank. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.